Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 82 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 21st is write down three small activities you can do today to help yourself or someone else. Imagine if you committed to those actions every day for 365 days. Describe how strong you would be after 1 year of doing those activities every day. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. We've talked before on this podcast about how we can get in the mental ruts of conforming to our previous thought patterns, as well as the thought patterns that we feel conform to the world. And today's challenge deals with breaking out of the rut of our habits and actions that we often go through every day with on autopilot. So let's talk about how we can fight conformity to just go through the motions and instead write our own story with intentionality. The best way to fight conformity and getting our actions off of autopilot is to be intentional. What does it mean to be intentional? It means to be consciously thinking about something just before we do it and as we are doing it. There's a theory about the stages of competence, about learning a new skill, but I think it also applies to servant leadership and the skill of providing value to the lives of others. The first stage of competence is unconscious incompetence. So we don't have the skill or we don't know what we're doing, but we're not even conscious about it. We don't even know how to do the skill or what the action is. If we're trying to learn to ride a bike, we're just getting on and trying different things, but we don't even know if we're doing the right thing. The second stage of competence is conscious incompetence. So we still don't have the skill. It hasn't become a habit. We haven't developed the rut of doing it into our daily lives, but now we are conscious about it. This often comes with some feedback, some coaching, someone giving us a plan, or from intentionally thinking about the mistakes we're making and consciously deciding what to do next. As we try to learn to ride our bike, now we are consciously thinking about applying more force to get the bike moving. We are intentionally thinking about shifting our weight to the left when the bike starts to lean to the right, but we're still falling quite a bit. We still haven't mastered the skill yet. The third stage of competence is conscious competence. Now we've mastered the skill or the action. We know what we're doing, but we're still consciously thinking about it as we move through the motions. We're still thinking about how to guide the handlebars. We're still intentionally pushing our legs up and down to provide the force. And eventually, we move on to the fourth stage of competence, which is unconscious competence. So now we have a new skill. We've established a new habit or action, but we don't even have to think about it. We have now formed a new rut, and we are now on autopilot. We can now get the same results with much less mental focus and energy. So is this a good thing? Well, it depends on what the skill or the habit or the action is. If it's an action to help and serve someone else, then absolutely it's a good thing. But we have to go through the stages of consciously thinking about the new skill or the new habit, and we have to intentionally apply it to our lives. But even once we've established our new habits of serving others, we still need to reflect and check in on them to make sure we're doing them with a servant's heart and not just going through the motions of the actions without putting our heart into them. As Mother Teresa said, quote, "It is not how much we give, it is how much love we put into the giving," end quote. So how about you? What are some small activities you can do today to help someone else? Imagine if you did those actions intentionally every day for the next 365 days. How strong would you be after doing those activities every day for a year? There is power that exists in small acts. It could be a smile. It could be making eye contact with the people we speak with. It could be checking in on someone going through a tough time. And we build strength when we repeatedly and intentionally take actions over a long period of time. So make a plan and take action today to build your competence of servant leadership. Because servant leadership is a vital fundamental of writing our own story to increase our impact on students by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.